let's talk about the number two issue in relationships. Number one, arguably, is always money, right? It seems to always cause issues. Number two, though, is housework. And his wife is giving him a hard time, saying he's not doing enough. He's got a plan. He wants to run by you and see, would this cut it, this argument cut it in your relationship? And we're going to do it today on the show.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Here we are, episode 350. It's crazy, right? Welcome. So glad that you're here. This is your first time. Crazy. Thank you for checking it out. If you've been here for 350 episodes, where's my 350 club at, baby? 350! I'd love to know if you're 350 episodes deep, by the way. That'd be really cool. Okay, with that said, I want to explain the podcast to you first. It's Live, Laugh, Love Your Mom is our principles. We live our lives out loud, we laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
So today is officially the last day that we can ever mention this podcast without somebody saying, wait, isn't that the Drake album?
Oh, no.
Did you get that name from Drake? Wait, is this a playoff of the Drake album? Wait, did you know that Drake also has an album called Certified Lover Boy?
Oh.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. It's today, technically tomorrow, Friday the 3rd, Drake is releasing his album called Certified Lover Boy. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about the weird coincidences about this, right? Like how he, first off, called it Certified Lover Boy, which is like so painfully close to the name of this podcast. I find it a little suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Then he teams up with Nike to release a pair of shoes that says Love You Forever on it, which I'm like, okay, that's really suspicious. Then yesterday I was just flipping through, because obviously he's doing a lot of promo and stuff for the album. Mm-hmm. Let me see who posted this. It was, here it is, Complex.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it's just like, it's more of like a, I don't even know how you would describe. It's like a magazine though.
Okay.
And they posted a Drake, I guess his mom had written him a letter for the album. They posted a picture with him and his mom. And then the caption said, Certified Mama's Boy.
And no. I'm like,
stop. We just need to stop. Like,
no.
This is arguably my brand.
Yes.
But I just don't know if there's anything that I can do about it. You know what I mean?
Wow. Like,
I just don't know that I can like do anything, literally anything about it.
Wow.
So we're just going to ride the wave here, people. Maybe it's good. Maybe people are searching for Certified Lover Boy and they just come across Certified Mama's Boy, think it's Drake. And I may like actually release just a an album tomorrow, because it was almost like when not an album but an episode tomorrow. Call it like Drake, and then like maybe the algorithm would get fooled into thinking maybe that's what they're searching for, and then we'll get a ton of hits and just disappoint people. It was like when people were searching for Steve Kramer. Some guy did an interview with Kanye. You remember this episode a long time ago, Mom? Somebody had done an interview with Kanye West named Steve Kramer.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think I named it the Kanye West interview.
Yeah.
In hopes that people would just search it and click it.
Right.
You know, like, so I don't know, man. I don't know. This is it. This is the last chance that we can ever talk about this podcast,
man,
without literally somebody coming in and saying, did you know that Drake also has an album?
That is so crazy, isn't
that,
it?
You know? So, yeah. Yeah. Uh-uh.
Maybe one. Not two.
No. Nope.
Not three.
No. Nope.
Uh-uh.
It's bad.
Cannot be coincidental.
No, nope, I agree. Okay. We got a few things that we need to cover. First off, I want to reflect back, because a year ago today was when we announced the Kramer and Jess show in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
It was a day from time of recording. Yesterday, if you're listening, on Thursday. It's like, you know, when you hit milestones like this and you kind of like reflect back over the last year.
Yes.
And like, I'm just kind of thinking about how crazy everything has been from like the second. It really just kind of takes me back And I don't know what your milestone is, but I feel like everyone's got a milestone that they kind of like track their progress and everything, right? But, you know, this was, I remember it was the 1st of September. Mm-hmm. And I remember that I was still looking for apartments at that point because I had, the plan was they were going to release the press release at 11 a.m., I think. Mm-hmm. And so I was going to post it on social at 11 a.m., and, you know, Jess and I were still living in a hotel up north.
Right.
And I remember that we were about to I like typed the whole thing out, the whole post out. And for some reason I went to post it, like deleted. So I'm over here like in a car, feeling car sick as hell, trying to like type out a message again for, you know, for it. So, yeah, I just can't believe it's been a year. And I don't know if it's like a good feeling or if it's a bad feeling, to be honest with you. I don't know. Mm. I guess I thought I'd be like further along when it came to like feeling settled, but like it almost, with the exception of February, I will always say, I always preface everything with the exception of February. It's kind of flown by, you know, like in hindsight, it's kind of crazy how like quick it's gone by, you know?
Yeah.
So
it is amazing. 1 year down.
1 year down. And with now, and then the show started on the 14th, 2 weeks after.
Right.
So here we are, folks.
Here you are in 1 year. Baltimore.
It's the announcement. The 1 year announcement of the Kramer and Jess show. And actually, yesterday would have been the 1 year anniversary of the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast.
Uh-huh.
And so we got 45 episodes of that done in the last year. So I feel good about that.
That's really good.
This is episode 350 of Certified Mama's Boy, which is crazy.
So crazy.
I want to, talking about like looking back though over the past year, because it also just makes me reflect on like how crazy my life has been for the last 3 or 4 years now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I like to use days like this because things are, you know, moderately okay right now.
And
like, it's kind of crazy to think about like how many things you have like made it through. You know, like when I think about every single thing that I got through some way, somehow over the past 3 years, divorce, the drugs, the job loss, the move, starting a new job, the heartbreak, some other stuff that I've never told y'all about that was just really deep seated, dark badness, some behind the scenes stuff in my old job that you guys don't know about that I had to deal with and still deal with emotionally. I'm like, damn, like, it's pretty good for somebody that thinks he can't handle that much stuff.
Yeah.
Some way, somehow. And like, I'm not you back on my feet yet. I'm like, I'm like baby Bambi over here, just trying to like.
You have done well.
Get my feet right over here.
You have overcome a lot.
That's been a hell of a couple of years. But it also makes me think back to like the beginning of the pandemic. And it makes me think about this, or this news story that came out today. A toilet paper shortage is coming again. Okay. It says, call it a rerun of the spring of 2020, but some Americans are making a run on toilet paper. The last round of panic buying comes as the Delta variant of the coronavirus is driving a surge in COVID-19 cases and death. The Wall Street Journal reports that many Americans have used up the toilet paper stockpile they've been hoarding since last year and have started buying it in bulk again.
Oh, wow.
Other things that people are starting to snap up, paper towels. Kimberly Clark, who makes Cottonelle and Scott toilet paper, said in a statement on Tuesday, it's working hard to produce more toilet paper to best meet its consumer needs. Experts urge shoppers to only buy what they need. Okay. After all, there's always online ordering and delivery. So FYI, just let's not be crazy. Now let's go back to the, since we're looking back now, since we're taking today and looking back. Mom, did you get crazy at the beginning of the pandemic? Did you hoard a lot of things?
No.
You just bought normally and didn't worry about it?
Yeah, I did.
Well, you know, in my true anxiety, I told you that I didn't have to buy toilet paper because I'm so bad at shopping that I literally just go to, I just go to the store and I'm like, I think I need toilet paper. And I already had like 3 things of toilet paper before the pandemic even hit. So like, I was good. I could have gone. I think I got rid of some toilet. Actually, I think I packed it. I used it as like packing material when I was moving out here to Baltimore. but I remember the one thing, and this is one thing we can do, is let's reminisce on how crazy we got at the beginning of the pandemic. Like, did you buy anything that's still sitting there today that you never, ever touched? Because my friend made a joke with me because I went out and I bought, because I remember I went to Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. And this was like, and I think it was like the chaos of every, like you see all the shelves like empty.
Right. That was scary. Uh-huh.
And like, then you're almost like, well, shit, like if everybody else is buying up everything, maybe I need to buy up everything. Yeah. Like what would I eat? Uh-huh. Like if all this food is gone, then what the hell would I eat in the first place? You know, like then I start getting stressed out. Right.
Yeah.
So instead, what I did was I remember I was like, well, I don't even know what I would eat, like non-perishable items. So I bought like 6 cans of garbanzo beans. Like, what am I going to do? Open my can? But I was like, hey, like if things get bad, then I
better
mean,
than Kiki's food.
I guess I'm going to be eating garbanzo beans for a couple of days over here.
Oh, jeez. And I think you still I bought some like, those?
I donated them when I left.
Okay.
But yeah, it was garbanzo beans that I stocked up. I stockpiled on. So today I wish us all as this news of the toilet paper comes up, like what did you go crazy about? Anybody ready to confess that they went a little nutso and that stuff is still sitting there? Or maybe you had like 2 years of toilet paper in your house. I'm just going to urge you. Okay. Because I know that I've got a platform and I try to use it responsibly, but let's just learn from our mistakes.
Right.
Okay. We can do better. We've never done a global pandemic. I get it. Mm-hmm. Never none of us knew what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
What to
well,
do?
I didn't hoard any kind of toilet tissue or anything like that. But I'll tell you what, I did get caught having to buy some that was like sandpaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that it's fine. Uh-huh. Still wipe your butt.
Yeah.
You're fine. Like,
yeah, and we live through it.
You may not be okay. All right. Thank you, Mom, for surviving your uncomfortable toilet paper for a while. Lord of mercy. That's the worst thing you had to live through in the pandemic.
Crap.
Yeah. Well, just keep it there just in case. I think you'll be.
Oh, jeez.
I think you're going to be all right. Okay.
It's so bad. I wouldn't even donate it.
Yeah. I think we can all.
Maybe I'll use it to pack something like you said.
Exactly.
And that's another use for it.
That's what it's there for. Mm-hmm. Let me see where we are in time. Okay. We got time for 2 stories. I want to talk about. You ever had somebody in your life that like just can never tell you that it's time to leave? And there's never really like a good way to tell you it's time to leave, right? Like I have a hard time with that. So I don't have a lot of people over my house because I never know the right way of being like, hey, like it's time to go, you know?
Uh-huh.
So with that said, my mom got a very interesting way that maybe you can tell your friends they've overstayed their welcome. What happened?
Oh, geez. Today I went to visit Joel's wife, Shirley.
Now, in case you haven't been here for a while, that's my mom's friend passed away, and that's his wife.
That's right. And she lives in an assisted living home. And when I got there today, she was out on the front porch in the rocking chairs with another friend of hers. And so I just joined them, and after about 30 minutes, the other woman had to leave, and she went on her way, and then we sat there for another, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes, and all of a sudden, she turned around, and she looked at me straight in the eye, and she kind of batted her eyes at me, and she said, "Do my eyes look sleepy?"
That's smart.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, they do.
That's smart.
Let's get you inside so you can have a nap.
That's smart. I'm not even mad about that, honestly. I'm not even mad. Like,
I wasn't mad or upset. I thought it was hysterical.
It's pretty genius if you think about it.
Oh, my goodness. I know. She was serious as a heart attack.
My eyes look.
You know, and the way she looked at me, like she wanted me to look into them, right?
Yeah, yeah. Look at it. And then you'd be like, oh, yeah. Yeah, they do look tired. I should probably go.
Right.
It's a pretty creative way of doing it, honestly.
I wonder what she would have said if I'd said, no. Uh-uh.
No, you look good. No, nice and rested, to be honest with you.
She probably would have said, well, I am sleepy.
So get out of my house.
Yeah, exactly.
She wanted you to come to that conclusion. That's smart.
Unless you want to go crawl up in the bed and take a nap with me, it's time for you to go.
I mean, I'm arguably in the group always the one that has to like initiate the, all right, it's time to go.
I know. I have that problem with some of my friends too. I think I'll use that sometime.
I'm quite the introvert and like, mm-hmm. I'm always fine. I'm the one that's like, well, like I'll say, well, and like, I hate when they keep going. You're like, well, I guess, you know, you start to like, put, you put your hands on your knees, like you're about to like stand up and then they just keep going and you're like, right. Oh my gosh.
I know.
I don't really know the appropriate way. I just kind of try to bulldoze through just every couple of minutes. Well, I guess I better get going, you know, Lord, I've been here for more than 30 minutes. I guess it's time to wrap it up.
Now, Jimmy Mac doesn't have much trouble.
Mm-mm. What do you mean?
He'll say, mm-mm. He'll say, well, it's been nice. Just think y'all better get on the road now. You don't want to get home. You don't want to get home too late. It's really dark out here. I mean, he even does that to our family, to our kids. He'll say, yeah, y'all better get on the road. The traffic's going to be bad. Or
there it is.
Always blows my mind.
There it is. My mom found this article too that's kind of funny. I'm curious how many people fall into this category. I used to, but I really don't do this anymore. What did you find today, Mom?
Well, I found a survey that 42% of people name their vehicles.
Yeah.
And there's actually a National Name Your Car Day. It's October 2nd. That is so crazy to me. So I think, I mean, I was happy to get my car back today, and I was kind of emotional yesterday thinking that something may be wrong with it. It's got 107,000 miles.
Did we talk about your car? We did, didn't we?
No.
We didn't talk about it? I thought we did talk about it. Did we not?
No, I don't think
so. Yeah, we did. We talked, because I remember you saying about like the limping along mode.
Oh, yeah. And we did.
Yes.
Yeah,
so my mom just had some car trouble earlier in the week, and they had to take it in to figure it out.
Yeah, and they did.
And what do you drive?
And it was a minor thing. I drive a Hyundai Santa Fe.
What are they, and what was the...
it was something to do with the transmission, and they just needed to reset the computer or something on it. I mean, it was a minor thing, actually. And he said it may be due to using bad gas, and I was like, excuse me, I don't use cheap gas. I always use Texaco or Shell. I would say that's good gas. And then he had to give me a long lesson, about 15 minutes, about gasoline.
And what did you learn?
Well, I learned that, you know, you should look at the ethanol content. It should never be more than 15. If it's 5, it's great. You should never get gas if you drive up and the truck is out there, you know, putting the gas in the ground.
Yeah.
Because that stirs up a lot of sediment, and it's going to be the first few tankfuls.
Yeah.
Are going to be full of sediment. Not good for your car. I learned that you can go up on octane, but never below.
Okay.
So I use 87, but I was alternating between 87 and 93.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that was really good, that my car would love me if I used 93 all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has additives in it that keep the valves clean and blah, blah, blah. I mean, he went on and on and on.
I think I remember Callie Dollar also having an issue recently on the Upside podcast that had to do with using cheap gas.
Hmm.
And I don't really, it's been a couple of weeks. I remember talking about it now, but it was something about right now, more so than ever, there's been like an issue with it.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if you guys had the same issue or not, but that's interesting now. That's the second time I've heard that.
It's something about the mixture of the gas.
That's interesting. But it was the same thing. I remember her saying like you can't go to like cheap gas stations and so interesting. Okay.
But he said even if you buy the, you know, the name brand gas, it can still be crummy.
Right.
So you just don't know what you're getting.
I just pull up. I don't know. I just pull up and fill up and go, you know.
Me too.
Literally. That's like all
but
I do.
But I did look at the ethanol level today when I filled up at Texaco. It's 10.
And what's it supposed to be, under 15?
Get on that, under 15.
Okay, that's not bad.
If it's 15, don't buy it. Mm-mm, no.
It's good to know. What is the, back to the name your car thing.
Yeah. So 42% of people name their cars. And it says also that women were 7% more likely to name their vehicles than men.
Okay.
73% said that naming a vehicle fosters a stronger bond with the vehicle.
Interesting. And yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was just saying the last thing was that more than 56% said the personality, make, model, and color of the vehicle helped influence what the vehicle's name will be.
Yeah.
And because of that, 43% of owners said they wait to name their vehicle until after they've owned it for a month. What?
It's funny, right? We take a lot of pride in that. I used to have a Kia, and the Kia was orange, and so I named Julius because Orange Julius.
Oh.
And I have a Wrangler, and I don't have a name for it. I don't know. I just don't have a name for it.
Name that thing Rocky.
Maybe. I don't know. It just doesn't like nothing really screams at me like a name for it yet, you know? So,
well, I'm going to name my little Hyundai Honey.
Why Honey?
Just because it's a Hyundai. It kind of sounds like honey.
It's a little bit of a stretch, but we'll go with it. Then you can always say, hi, honey.
Right. I can say hi, honey, to my car.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. If your car is named, how did you, like, when did you come up with it? You know, like, do you name your car?
What is it?
What I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm the only person that doesn't have a name for their car. But I don't know. When I look at the Jeep, it just doesn't have a name. Like Orange Julius was easy, but this one's, I don't know. It's just a black Jeep.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I don't really have a name for it. 888 Kramer 8. Do you have a name for your car? Let's get that conversation going. We'll get it on next week's show. 888 Kramer 8. And certified fans, you can go comment in the certified fans page too. But we'd love to hear from you. I've been really loving the phone calls this week, by the way.
Yeah.
Haven't you?
Yeah.
It's been nice.
Absolutely.
At the end of the show to have your voicemail. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll take a break. We got to come back in a couple seconds. And let's say after money, I think there's the second biggest issue in any relationship is house chores. And he's got a new creative way to try to split them. But do you think this will work? Because I'm sure there's some y'all been married now for a long time. All y'all, everybody but me, basically listening. I can tell you though, for 10 years of being married, I can tell you like what does and what doesn't work with me too. So we're gonna see if this will work. You think here in just a couple of minutes with Ask My Mom on the Certified Mama's Boy podcast. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online therapy and counseling, which I'm actually going to get off and go do right now. When we're done with this podcast, I have an appointment session tonight, 7:00, which is great, by the way. It's great for my schedule because I do the podcast right now. It's 6:18 right now. I do the podcast and then I go and I do therapy. I do it for my house and I do it while I'm eating dinner. It's online therapy and counseling. It's such a great tool for me to have. I pay for it because I believe in it. I think you'll really dig online therapy and counseling, especially if you're new to it or you're just trying to make it easier on you. I mean, even you're like a vet, 10-year vet of therapy. Like, I really genuinely enjoy it. So I hope you go check it out. You know, I hope you'll go take some time and see how you've got anxiety, depression, stress, family conflicts. They focus on LGBT matters, whatever you're going through. They've got somebody personally specialized just for your issues. It's awesome. It really is. I wouldn't send you over there if I didn't think it was a really great tool to have in your tool belt. So if you'll go and check it out, that'd be awesome. BetterHelp.com/Kramer. Join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. That's BetterHelp.com/Kramer. You're going to get 10% off your first month. So go do it. It's time, man. No more excuses. Therapy starts today with BetterHelp. And BetterHelp.com, it's HELP.com/Kramer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. Ask my mom in just a couple of seconds. Certified fans, hello. Thank you for what you do. I've put out into, now that we're officially into September, which is my mom's birthday month.
Yeah. Thanks. Almost forgot that.
It is. Birthday's coming up. You'll be 69. How about that?
Well, amazing.
That's crazy, right?
Still crazy.
But we want to, we're manifesting 10 new certified fans this month. And so today, as we're recording, it's the first. We're starting at zero. We got to get to 10 some way, somehow. If we believe in manifestation, then I'm putting it out right now, we will have 10 certified fans, new ones, by the end of the month. So
how about on my birthday? How about by my birthday, which is the 27th?
Well, let's just give us a few more days.
Okay. Well, that could be my birthday present.
Yeah, that's right. That's my mom's birthday present. She wants your support for the podcast. That's exactly what she wants.
I want 10 new fans.
If you can, if you want to support the show, it's these are certified fans, and it's $10. Sorry, not 10. That's $5 a month. And now it seems like a deal, doesn't it? When I said 10 at first, and I said 5, you're like, well, it's half price. It's $5 a month, and so we're super thankful. It really does. It keeps the podcast afloat. So thank you for everyone that's been here for a while. If you're teetering, just, you know, it's a cup of coffee. Honestly, it's a Starbucks run. But you're going to get 24 episodes of Certified Mama's Boy every month. So you divide $5 by 24, and that's how much it's going to cost you. So thank you for the continued support. Really, really appreciate it. Get a bunch of perks too when you join. When you do join too, you get an episode dedicated to you. And we don't have somebody, we go back and we thank somebody that's been here, you know, for a while. It's just another certified fan, dedicate the show to you. We will not have a show tomorrow. So in honor of it, if somebody's got something big going on in their life, then we take that time to dedicate the show to them too. So we have a very special dedication. Today, episode 350 is dedicated to Queen Pam.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes,
about
I that? Love it.
Queen Pam has been one of our earliest supporters. And tomorrow, technically Friday, we won't be here, but tomorrow, Queen Pam finally hits retirement.
Yes.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Done working. How about that?
She is going to love it.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, that's got to feel so good. Mom, any advice about retirement you have?
Oh, yeah. Just do whatever you want to do every day. Every day. If you want to sleep in, sleep in. If you want to get up at 3 a.m. and watch movies, do it. Just do whatever you want to do because you have earned it.
There it is.
That's it.
So, Queen Pam, this episode is very rightfully so dedicated to you. Congratulations on your retirement. Thank you for all your support for our podcast. You also get to know Queen Pam. If you're on the certified fans page, you should get to know her because she's just a lovely, lovely human being.
She is.
For you and her daughter, too. I mean, it's just a great family.
Yes,
you know?
They are.
So, to you, Queen Pam, this episode is dedicated to you. Here is your official whoop whoop.
Triple whoop whoop for Queen Pam. Whoop. Whoop, whoop, and happy, happy, happy retirement. So excited for
it. There it is. There it is.
So good.
All right. So if you want to become a certified fan, text FANS, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. You can go down the show notes if you want to and go find out more on there. But thank you. Thank you so much for all the support. Love you, 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 love you. Love you.
Forever.
Forever. And also we're going to remind you, since there's no Friday show, no Monday show, and we're in now officially in September, shoot us a vote, would you, for Podcast Magazine. It's the Hot 50 charts, and we always do really well, but we only do well because you vote. And actually, I'm going to do it as we're talking to show you how fast this takes. If you just text the word FANS to 888-Kramer-8. No, not fan. Sorry. Vote. Text vote. Sorry, I'm trying to talk and do this at the same time. Vote. to 888-Kramer-8. It'll take you right to the Podcast Magazine Hot 50 charts. You can vote one time per day. And I literally, since I've voted before, I can just enter my just double click and it puts my name in there. I just type in certified Mama's Boy with Steve and Nancy. And then you vote for two more podcasts if you want to. I'm going to vote for Kramer and Jess Uncensored.
Of course.
And that's a big help for me, by the way. They love it. They love it when we come in and we have the number three podcast in the country they can go sell, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's Kramer and Jess. And I always vote for the Upside, too.
Yep.
Because they're awesome. So I type in Upside. And then I type in Jeff and Callie. And then I just hit cast my vote, and that's it. So it's like, what, 30 seconds maybe? If you can do that for us right now, we really appreciate it. Text the word VOTE, V-O-T-E, to 888-Kramer-8. All right. That's awesome.
Yes.
Just a reminder, awesome. No podcast tomorrow, no podcast Monday. Long weekend. I'm really going to try to enjoy it. Let's get into Ask My Mom now. Last one for the week.
No.
What do we do?
We have a quote.
Oh, I need a quote. Yeah. Sorry. I had so much little content today. I felt we'd already done it.
I know. All right. I've been blabbing more today than I usually do.
Let's get to our quote then.
Okay. It's from Aaron Ross. Just take any step, whether small or large, and then another, and repeat day after day. It may take months, maybe years, but the path to success will become clear. I love that. Just do it. Just make a move. And I think that also goes for recovery. If you're recovering from something.
Sure.
This seems like it's more career focused. But if you're recovering from anything, remember it's one day and one step at a time.
Sure is. One meal, one drink.
You got it.
One smoke.
And all of a sudden, one day you realize your life has changed forever.
It's crazy to think that, like, I haven't drank in 3 years.
Yeah, that is kind of weird to me.
Like, I used to drink all the time. Not, like, heavily, but I would just drink, you know, a couple beers here, a couple beers
socially,
there.
Socially, yeah.
Yeah. And then here we are. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. You've heard this quote, these kind of quotes before. You just got to do it. You just, like, I don't even know where I'm going. And, like, I'm scared. Right. Honestly, I'm scared every day. I don't know. I don't know what any of this means.
Yeah.
I kind of live in this fearful state right now because I'm like, well, the radio show is doing okay.
Yeah.
The average.
Yeah.
The podcast is doing good, but like not enough to like rest my laurels on, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it is leading me. I don't have no idea, but I'm just running with it. I'm just going, you know. Every day I'm just like waking up like, all right, let's see where today takes me, you know.
That's right.
Just producing a bunch of content, putting it out there. And yes. I don't know, you know, sometimes you just got to do it. Like, I don't know, like with this, especially with podcast, I don't know. I still don't know. I'm just like doing it, you know, like,
but the worst thing is to not do anything.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah. No,
that's true right there.
No, get up.
Absolutely.
And take a step. Yep. Baby steps, whatever, but take a step forward every day.
Yep. All right. I think now it's time for Ask My Mom.
Yeah.
It's an advice segment that we do. We do it every Tuesday and Thursday in time of release. And this is just a reminder. You don't have to listen to every episode. I mean, I'd love for you to. It helps the downloads. But like, if you can't catch every episode, it's fine. You can hop in at any time. We try to always catch you up on what we're talking about. And we just appreciate you being here. Wherever you need the podcast, it's here. But Ask My Mom is released on Tuesday and Thursday. Mom's wise. She's a wise mom. And she's got a lot of good feedback for you. So if you ever have a dilemma, shoot me an email, thatguykramer@gmail.com. And then we will go through and pick your emails out and read them and try to get some advice from my mom. But we also open up the podcast community too and say, hey, listen, who's been there before? And I know that everybody that's in a relationship right now that shares a home has been through this exact same dilemma. This for sure. All right, Mom, what is it?
Yes. Okay. I've been married for 4 years and now my wife brings up a problem that she says has been bugging her for a long time. She thinks that we should be 100% equal partners in everything in the marriage. And I have no problem in being equal partners, but she's taking it too far. She says that we must split all housework duties and errands in half. And she thinks I'm old-fashioned and even sexist to not do at least half of the household chores. She's gone so far as to create two 50-50 task lists and wants to switch off on duties each week. So 1 week she cleans the toilets and the next week I do it. Here's the problem. She doesn't do any of the yard work. I do it all. I take care of the cars. I work a 60-hour a week job. She works a part-time job only because we don't need the money and she doesn't want to work full-time. So she has way more time on her hands than I do. I don't want to bring all this up because it could make this little problem bigger, but isn't it fair that she do more of the housework? What about things like earning money and doing work outside the house?
Sounds familiar.
It does, doesn't it?
It does sound vaguely familiar. This was sent in by me 3 years ago. I went back in time. Uh-huh. And I told myself, one day I'll have a podcast. So I'm going to go ahead and schedule this email to go out 3 years right. from now.
And just see if I was right. Yeah.
Well, Mom, what do you think about all that?
Well, I think each couple does need to negotiate that. But in my opinion, in my humble opinion, if this were me, I would sit down with her and I would ask her exactly those things. I work 60 hours a week. You work 20. Okay. So that's 2/3 more. And does she want to do the lawn? Does she want to take care of the cars? Does she want to add that to the list? I don't know. She might think twice about it. And does she want to earn more money? Maybe if she worked full-time, then you all could hire a maid. And then it wouldn't be an issue. Obviously, I'm leaning toward him.
Yeah, I mean, what is the work to house chores ratio? Yeah. Like, how does that play out in your relationship? Because, I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, it should be 50-50, but I think you have to take into account. Like, this was my thought process back in the day when I was married. It was like, she doesn't have a job. I feel like she should at least do 80% of the housework because she has no job. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, it was difficult for me because we moved a lot from my job, and she would always argue she couldn't have a job because we moved so much. I don't know, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's necessarily the truth or not, but it's fine. So with all that said, I don't know. I feel like that has to be equated into whoever works the most should do the least amount of chores.
Right, because they have less time.
Yeah. Like,
and they're contributing in a different way, too, financially.
So if you, I mean, I don't know how to work. That's why I'm genuinely curious, and I'm sure that he is, too. Is this Donald or is this this Dante or is this, who is this?
Jonathan.
Or is this, this Billy?
Billy. Tim.
Yeah. How does that work out in your relationship then? Like, if you work more hours, like, let's just say that you and your partner works more hours, like, then what's the housework agreement? Do you have one? Are you like, okay, well, then, like, have you guys ever talked about that? Does it bring up issues? Because it would drive my ex crazy some days where I'd like come home and like, I wouldn't, you know, damn. She's like, okay, do the laundry. I'm like, I'm doing the laundry. What have you done? She's like, watch, you know, 4 episodes of Real Housewives. And I'm like, this seems a little outweighted. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I've already done enough to I think you should have to look at like family contribution in general.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And like, not just chores or money. It's like family contribution. Who's bringing in what? For everything. Okay, well, I'm putting in more time at the house, but you're putting in more time at work. So, yeah. Mom, what do you think about 50-50 relationships? How do you feel about that?
I mean, I think that's great if you're working 50-50.
Yeah.
And, I think whatever works for you is fine. But if it doesn't work for both of you, then it's no good.
Yeah.
It's no good. It's got to work for both of you.
Right. Well, I don't know. That's why I'm curious to hear about this one. That's why I really wanted to bring this email in, because I was like, that's interesting. I don't know how everyone else is like that. It's something I feel like we talk about publicly a lot. So we start calling 888-Kramer-8, 888-Kramer-8. Leave me a voicemail. Like, how is that figured out in your relationship? 888-Kramer-8. And that will do it for this week with my mom. That's it. No pep talk this week. No, nothing. Won't see you again until Tuesday, Mom.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I hope I'll hear you. Well, I know I won't hear your voice. You have a wonderful, wonderful time with Dan.
I will. I'm going to try my best.
Be safe.
All right. Love you.
Be safe and have a great weekend, everyone. Okay. Love you forever.
got a really funny episode of Kramer and Jess Uncensored up this week. Jess made me laugh really hard this week. And we talk about, too, my buddy and I, you know, are going on this trip. And I'm trying to make predictions of who will wild out the most. And P.S., it probably won't be me. But it's funny. It's a really, I don't know. There's some episodes I walk away from. I'm really proud of that episode. But episode 45 of Kramer and Jess Uncensored. So go listen to that, please. Maybe that's something you can listen to on Friday when we're not here. Have a great long weekend. Remember what I said, too, like on yesterday's podcast. Like, your business is not going to care if you die. Your business is not going to care. You're going to get replaced within a month's time, and life is going to move on. Even somebody with a public position like me, I die, they move on. They fired me in San Diego. Like, life moved on. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, no one's, nothing is changing professionally if you're not there. So think about that. Use those vacation days. I really want you to think about how now here we are, September. You got September, October, November, December. I really want you to use up all your vacation days this year, because come on, man, we need more life. This is what anything the pandemic taught us. It's that. Use those days, all right? Okay, that's all I got for you. We will be back on Tuesday for an episode, unless, you know, I get bored and I post another episode. You just never know with me. Sometimes I just get crazy. And I'll throw up an episode. So, but if not, you know you'll see me on Tuesday. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. I love you, and I will see you then. Goodbye.
Hey, Kramer. It's Eileen from Flowery Branch, Georgia. I'm cracking up. You're talking about the date you had with the older woman. And, I mean, not to sound, well, I don't even know how this sounds coming from a woman, but I never heard you say if you were attracted to her or if you think she's pretty or is she attractive. I don't think I've ever heard you talk about anything physical, so you probably don't want to address that because we've talked about that on previous episodes, shows. But anyway, I'm curious. I mean, I'm 57. So, gosh, I don't know. I'm trying to put myself in a situation if I would be attracted to somebody, you know, around 40, and I probably would. But anyway, I'm just curious about that. Are you attracted to her? Sounds like you had a good time, and maybe you would want to do it again. So I'm just kind of curious. And you said you felt awkward calling her. At my age, I still text people all day, my husband, my kids. So, I mean, that's not weird to me. But maybe just text her and tell her thank you, had a really good time, you know. I'm sure we'll be talking again soon. Just leave it real light, is my opinion. Anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, it's Joanne from San Diego. I was just calling in regards to today's episode. The mom tent was so good. It was like a well-needed therapy session. I just wanted to add a little note about something that has helped me with not caring what people think. My son has autism, and when he was first diagnosed, I had a really hard time when we were having like meltdowns in public, or, you know, people were staring, or I would get side comments. And one of the trainers who was kind of helping me with ABA therapy told me, who cares? You're never going to see those people again. Who cares? And it completely changed everything. I was able to focus more on my son when we were having issues in public. And it's something that I share with a lot of people, is with kids who have disabilities that talk about when they go in public, how hard it is. And it has really, really helped me. And I think that's a big thing to remember, is who cares? You know, these people don't mean anything to you, and you just need to live your life. Who cares what they think? Who cares what they say? Who cares if they stare? So I just wanted to share that. And then also, I wanted to say, Mama Nancy, you can still learn to swim. You can do it. I feel like this needs to be like our big goal for you, is your big victory, that you can learn to swim. I know you can do it. We'll work on that for you. We'll figure out some tips on how to get you out there. All right. Have a good day. Love you guys forever.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.